As Baruch Hashem, we begin Maseches Kedushin. We've discovered that there are many different layers and many different elements to Ki Yikach, the concept of Ishus. Obviously, that Ishus means that there is a Kinyan, Isha Niknes. I would urge you to take a look at the Ramban, Kedushin Daf Tezayin, where the Ramban writes magnificent, magnificent Hagdaros, that there's a concept in the Torah of a Kinyan Shel Mamon, there's a concept of a Kinyan Shel Iser. If I own an object, that is a kinyan shomamon. When we speak about ishus, it is not a kinyan shomamon, but rather the phrase the Ramban uses is, it's a kinyan shaliser. And the Ramban writes the chiddush that sometimes you can have both. When it comes to the parsha of an eved, both an eved ivri as well as an eved knani, there are different elements. There is a kinyan shomamon and there is also a kinyan shaliser. Take a look at that Ramban. It's something which is stunning. The difference is lahalacha, and how it is that you can uproot a kinyan. A kinyan shel mamon, you can uproot al yidei hefker. A kinyan shel iser, you can only uproot al yidei shtar. And hence, the shtar shichrar, and of course, a get, to uproot the kinyan, isha niknis, a kinyan shel iser. So obviously that there is a maisa kinyan, isha niknis. There is a chalos of ishus. There's a kinyan shel iser, as the Ramban writes. And today's shir, is there also a mitzvah? Also a mitzvah. Everything I mentioned up until now is clear. There's a maisa kedushin, there's a kinyan, there's a chalos kedushin. Is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of kedushin? Or is that not the case? Maybe the answer is obviously yes, because not if, but when you learn the parak of Hayish Mekadesh, the sugyan daf memalev, the Gemara tells us, Ish Mekadesh bo v'shlucho. The Gemara is bothered, of course, the sequence. Why is it even necessary to say you can marry a woman yourself? Isn't that self-evident? Let the Mishnah just tell us the Chiddush, the Parsha of Shlichus. No, the order is critical. Why is it Ish Mekadesh Bo V'Shlucho? Because Mitzvah Bo Yoseh B'Shlucho. It really is true that, of course, Shlichus works, but yet it is far preferable to do this yourself, to do the Maisa Kedushin. That's a fascinating sugya, and that is, what are the parameters of mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucho? When is shlichus necessary? When does shlichus not work? When does shlichus work, but you know what, that we don't assume that principle necessary of mitzvah bo? And when do we assume, not no, like in Kedushin, despite the fact that there is a parsha of shlichus, it is preferable to go in to do so yourself. That is a tshuvas marach or zarua, kuf chavches, when you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucho. Is it really true when it comes to hafrashos, chumas, and maaseros that, you know what, it is more of a mitzvah for me to do it myself than to have it done al yidei acherim? When it comes to shchita, is it so obvious that I should do the maaseh shchita myself as opposed to rely on someone else to go in to do so? That's a fascinating theme of marach or zeruah. When does shlichus work? When does shlichus not work? And when do you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucho? But clearly, it's explicit in the Gemara when it comes to Kedushin. So isn't that an obvious indicator then that Kedushin is a mitzvah? If Kedushin was not a mitzvah, why would I apply the principle of mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucho? So perhaps that's the muskar rishon. That would be indeed the default position. Arayim u'chachas, that indeed there is a mitzvah of Yishus. If this really is the case, well, let's read further. And not only Ish Mekadesh Bo Vishlucha, but Ish is Miskadesh Bo Vishlucha. The same thing applies when it comes to the woman. She can appoint a shliach for Kedushin, that certainly is true, but we apply Mitzvah Bo Yosem Vishlucha. I guess with this reasoning, that would mean then, Chiddush number one, that there is a Mitzvah Vishus, but I guess Chiddush number two then, that, and who is obligated in this Mitzvah? Not only the chassan, but even the kala as well. Even the kala as well is obligated in this mitzvah. Are both of those points true? Well, is there a mitzvah vishus explicit in Rambam? Absolutely, yes. The Rambam has a mitzvah vishus. When the Rambam begins Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes, I'm about to discuss several different mitzvahs. Number one is the mitzvah vishus, the Rambam writes. Lisa Isha, b'ksuva v'kedushin. That's the language of the Rambam. It also is a chiddush because ksuva, is that really built into the mitzvah of Ishus? You know, the Rambam paskens ksuva is only the Rabbanan. have to spend time. What exactly does the Rambam mean when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Ishus, including Suva as well? And then the Rambam writes, the fourth mitzvah I'm going to discuss is Pruvu. So you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that you know what? That there's one mitzvah of Ishus, and there's another mitzvah of Pruvu, and these indeed are independent mitzvahs. When you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's clear. The Rambam has mitzvah Reishit Beis, Reishit Gimel, Reishit Dalet. The Rambam says that, realize, the first mitzvah Reishit Beis, that's the mitzvah of Pruvu, good. Reishit Gimel, the Rambam writes, is a separate mitzvah of Ishus. And Reishit Dalet, the Rambam writes, is V'simachas Ishto. And you know what? And once you get married, the husband has an obligation to see to it that he treats his wife properly. V'simachas Ishto. The Rambam has three mitzvahs, right? Purvu, Ishus, V'simachas Ishto. I'll tell you the following. Take a look at those Rambams and say from mitzvahs. Because when it comes to Purvu, the Rambam writes, and who is obligated in this mitzvah? The Rambam writes, the husband, but not the wife. Yeah, that's clear. That's clear in the Gemara, the Sugin Yavamos, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Puruvu. That's Reishit Beis. When you look in Reishit Dalet, V'simachas Ishto, the Rambam writes, it's obvious. That's the chiv incumbent upon the husband. The husband, the wife is not obligated in the V'simachas Ishto. And what about that middle mitzvah, Reishit Gimel? The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of Ishus, and surprising, the Rambam does not write that, and the man is obligated in Ishus, but not the Kala. And when you look at those Rambams, it sounds like, number one, there's a mitzvah of Ishus. And number two, maybe a surprise, know that a woman is obligated in the mitzvah of Ishus as well. And look at the Rambam a little bit later. You know, these mitzvahs, Reishit Beis, Reishit Gimel, Reishit Dalet, is almost at the end of the mitzvah Saseh. So you turn the page, and you get to the very end of the mitzvah Saseh. And then the Rambam has a few paragraphs. The Rambam has something which is called mitzvos hechrechios, right? A group of 60 mitzvos that the Rambam writes, absolute imperatives that really frame your day-to-day life. And guess what? And there the Rambam, their lists, the mitzvos that men are obligated, women are obligated, and guess what? The Rambam writes Reishit Beis, Pruvu, women are exempt. The Rambam writes Reishit Dalet, women are exempt. Reishit Gimel, the Rambam does not write that. It sounds as though the women are obligated in the mitzvah issues. You take a look in the Frankel Rambam, you quick look at the bottom, the Hagos point out there are two girsos in the Rambam. Two girsos explicit in the Rambam as to women are chayiv or not chayiv in mitzvah Reishit Gimel. Wow, that's pretty heavy, no? There's a mitzvah of issues, ki kach ish isha, and are women obligated in this mitzvah? Men, absolutely, yes. Women, it sounds from the Rambam that yes, and indeed took yourselves in the Rambam, whether women are obligated in this mitzvah. I'll tell you the following. If a source or the source of the Rambam is, it's a Mishnah, Heish Mekadesh Bo V'Shlucho. So the Mishnah says that doesn't only apply to men, that applies to women as well. And maybe therefore the takeaway is that a separate mitzvah, both of them are obligated, Chiddush, that's the Tshuva Snow debut in the very beginning of Evan Ezer. Are women obligated in this mitzvah of Kikach Ish Isha? Not identical, but a similar issue. Now, we discussed in the previous year the mitzvah of Yibum, who is obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum. The Yavam is obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum. Yavam Yavaleh. Is the Yavama obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum? Is that really considered to be her mitzvah? You know, there is a sugya, Yavama Stavchav, that applies Esei Docholos Esei to the mitzvah of Yibum. Esei Docholos Esei to the mitzvah of Yibum. You know, if Esei Docholos Esei applies to the mitzvah of Yibum, is that an indicator that both the Yavam and the Yavama must be obligated in the mitzvah? Because if that would not be the case, if only the Yavam would be obligated, not the Yavama, can you really apply a principle of Esei Docholos Esei? That's Mefurish in Gemara, that a Kohen dies, the brother is a Kohen Gadol. The couple just got married. They had just had Erisin. They didn't have Nisuin. So she's an Amana who is a Basula. Amana is a Basula. That would be an Isserlav. A Kohen cannot marry an Amana. And the Isser is not only on the Kohen. The Isser is on the Amana as well. The Gemara says, the Din Daraisas, we should apply the principle of Esei Docholos Esei. The mitzvah of Yibum is Dolcha the Isser of Amana le Kohen Gadol. Amana l'kohen gadol. So that's a fascinating. Do you know that? I understand when it comes to him, he has an iser and he has a mitzvah yom avavaleha. What about when it comes to the woman, the amana? What about the amana? If the Gemara applies this to Chalosa, say maybe that's a good indicator that indeed that's true. Because Tosus writes, no, getting the mem aleph, that if the essay would only apply to one party, not the other party, you can't apply the principle of essay del chalosa say. So it's like a fascinating related issue as to whether women are obligated in issues, whether women are obligated in Yibum. Yeah, but the Gemara applies the principle of mitzvah b'yosa b'shlucho. So maybe that's a clear indicator that absolutely yes, unless one is going to argue that maybe mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho applies in a very broad way, even if it's not technically a mitzvah. Wow. Let's assume against the Rambam. Let's assume I want you to take a look at the sheet of the Rush, right? Let's say ksuva simin aleph, the perak aleph simin yud beis. There's a mitzvah of issues. There's a mitzvah of issues. There is no mitzvah of issues. There is no mitzvah of issues. There's a mitzvah, pruvu. And it's true that pruvu is typically accomplished al yidei issues. But there is no independent, standalone mitzvah of issues. What exactly is kikach ish isha? A maisa, a kinyan, a chalos, but not necessarily a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. In fact, the Rush and the Ran are bothered. When you get married, do you recite a birchas hamitzvah? You recite a bracha v'asher k'deshanu mitzvasav etzivanu. Is there really a birchas hamitzvah? Doesn't sound like there's a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas erison is a birchas hamitzvah. It doesn't have the tzura, the nusach, the matbeah of a birchas hamitzvah. And the Rush writes, well, of course, because there is no mitzvah of issues. And therefore, chazal were kovei a bracha, but this is not a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas erison is a different type of bracha entirely. Tosas k'suvas dav zayin vayivarchu es rivka, a source of birchas erison, but not as a birchas hamitzvah. Not as a birchas hamitzvah. You know, there's certain times in life where you take a step back and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Now, you know, momentous occasions require shevach v'hoda, so marriage doesn't require shevach v'hoda. So therefore, birchas erisin, not as a birchas hamitzvah, but rather as a birchas hashevach. So therefore, the sheet of the Rush, that there is no mitzvah of issues, and there is no bracha of a birchas hamitzvah that chazal or kovei an issues. The bracha is a birchas shevach vahoda. Clearly, that's appropriate, but it is not a birchas hamitzvah, because there is no independent, standalone mitzvah of issues in any shape or form. Oh, but a Mishnah, no? Ish mekadesh, mitzvah b'yosel b'shlucha. So maybe you have to expand the application of mitzvah b'yosel b'shlucha. Maybe it doesn't require a mitzvah. You know, if kedushin is not a mitzvah, can't I at least assume the following? It's not a technical mitzvah, but it is a hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah. It facilitates. Maybe that's not really the mitzvah, but it's not unrelated to a mitzvah. Ishus will have the status of a hechsher mitzvah. Oh, and I'll tell you the following chiddush then. That, you know what you see from the sugyan kedushin daf mem aleph, that mitzvah bo yosel b'shlucho applies to a hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah. Not only to a technical mitzvah even in itself, even to a hechsher mitzvah. Is that really always true? That it applies to a hechsher mitzvah? Where do you find mitzvah bo yosel b'shlucho? Now, the Gemara only has two examples in Shas. One is when it comes to Kedushin, and the other is when it comes to preparation for Shabbos. Preparation for Shabbos. That very Gemara, Rav Safra, Hachana for Shabbos, and Kedushin. What is the link between the two? Maybe I'll tell you the following, that both of those are a Hechsher Mitzvah. A Hechsher Mitzvah. Isn't the preparation for Shabbos a Hechsher Mitzvah? And Meishus is considered to be a Hechsher Mitzvah. And just as perhaps one could argue that the preparation for Shabbos is not the Gemara Mitzvah, oh, the same thing is true when it comes to Kedushin as well, and that we apply the principle of Mitzvah B'yosel B'shlucho even to a Hechsher Mitzvah. But that would be a great Kiddush. Is that indeed true? So this is the Netziv in Shiltos in two places. Shilta Aleph. Shilta Aleph discusses Shabbos. And Shilta Kuf Samach Tes. Kuf Samach Tes. You know what Kuf Samach Tes is? The mitzvah of Sukkah. The mitzvah of Sukkah. Well, is there a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah? Absolutely yes. B'sukkos teishvu. B'sukkos teishvu. Shivas yamim. What about a siyas sukkah? What about the construction of a sukkah? Building a sukkah. What's the status of building a sukkah? So if you take a look in Shiltos Kuf Samach Tes, there Rav Chai Gon writes that chayiv inish lemeved mitalasa ulemeisuba. You have to build a sukkah and you have to sit in a sukkah. You have to build a sukkah and sit in a sukkah. Oh, and Siv points out, that sounds like such a great chiddush, that the asiyas hasukkah already, right, is endowed with a special status. Why exactly is that true? Maybe I would have thought that building a sukkah is just a necessary precondition in order to fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. But the Shiltos writes that's not true. Rashi and Malkus and Davches. No? Rashi's mafurish, that asiyas hasukkah is considered to be a mitzvah. The Gemara says that, you know what? You go to the field, you go to the forest, and you gather your schach. Gathering schach is not a mitzvah. Gathering schach is not a mitzvah. And Rashi has such a stunning comment, because the mitzvah is not gathering the schach, the mitzvah is the asiyah, Rashi writes. Wow. You know, I could have interpreted, gathering the schach is not the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is yeshiva. Rashi says, no, the mitzvah is asiyah. Rashi writes, asiyah sasukah is considered to be a mitzvah. That's something which is surprising, that the asiyah sachefza already is considered to be a mitzvah. So the Netziv writes a magnificent chiddush. Take a look, though, in Shiltos, briefly in Aleph, at length, Kuf Samach Tes, with many differences, lahalacha, that you know what, when you look in the Chumash, there are two different types of hechsher mitzvah. Sometimes you have a hechsher mitzvah which is blatant, it's black and white. It's kasuv bakra. The hechsher mitzvah is a pasuk. And sometimes that is not true. It's not true. What I would call the hechsher mitzvah is not kasuv bakra. It's not kasuv bakra. No, Mitzvah Hashem, the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. Yom Truye Lochem. And what about the Asiyas HaShofar? There's no reference in the Chumash to Asiyas HaShofar. Don't I have to see to it that the shofar is fashioned? Don't I have to secure a shofar? The answer is yes, but you know what? But the mitzvah is the Rambam, the Shmias HaKol. The Asiyas HaShofar is not the mitzvah. Pragmatically, prudentially, is it necessary? Yeah, you have to see to it that you have. But there's no pasuk that. And yet when you go through Chumash, there are certain times that the Torah underscores emphasis, even what I would think is a hechsher mitzvah. When it comes to sukkah, for example, I understand, the sukkos teishu shivas yamim. That certainly is true. But guess what? The Torah also emphasizes asiyas sukkah. Chag sukkos tase. The din d'oraisa of tasev lo minasui. It's not referring to the yontif of sukkahs, but sukkah. Wow. The Torah emphasizes asiyas sukkah. There's a mitzvah of mezuzah in the Chumash, of course. No, we just said kriya shma. It's fascinating. The Torah doesn't mention to affix, to erect the mezuzah. No. The Torah doesn't mention kfiyas hamezuzah. The Torah mentions ksivas hamezuzah. Uchsavtam. Ksivas. I would have thought that the ksivas hamezuzah is a hechsher mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to affix the mezuzah. Affix the mezuzah, no? Is it so obvious that the mitzvah is ksivas hamezuzah? When it comes to tzitzis, no? Va'osulim tzitzis, gedilim tase. Hey, the Torah goes out of its way and emphasizes the asiyas tzitzis. Asiyas tzitzis. That's unusual, no? Is there any difference as to whether the Torah underscores, emphasizes the asiyas hachefza, or whether the Torah doesn't mention anything about that at all? But obviously, you know, if you don't take the time to see to it that you have a proper shofar, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Teruah. But does it make any difference as to whether it's a hechsher mitzvah, kasa b'kra, whether indeed it's not? Well, so guess what? The Netziv writes, that's critical. a heksher mitzvah, if it's black and white, if there's a pasuk, guess what? That already is considered to be the tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. And you could have a lot of cases. Levishas big de kohuna, the Bahag writes, is only a heksher mitzvah. No, that's Rambam and Ramban and Sefer mitzvahs and mitzvah lamed gimel. Yeah, but it's kli heksher mitzvah kaseh b'kra. Making all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, the Ramban, back at that same place, mitzvah lamed gimel, it's only a heksher avoda, a heksher mitzvah. Why do you have to construct a shulchan? Because of the mitzvah of lechem apanim, daktaras habezichin, dasiyas ha-shulchan is only a heksher mitzvah. Magnificent Ramban, aron, asiyas aron is not a heksher mitzvah. There's no avoda sa'aron. Making an aron is a mitzvah. Making a shulchan is only a heksher mitzvah. But it's a heksher mitzvah, which is kasev bakra. And the list could go on and on and on and on. And I'll tell you the following. What about Kiddushin? And what about Hachana for Shabbos? What about those two? So guess what? Kiddushin, kikach. You know what I'll tell you? Even if you don't go as far as the Rambam Shita, that it's an independent mitzvah, but it certainly is a heksher mitzvah kasev bakra. A heksher mitzvah, kasev bakra. What about when it comes to preparing for Shabbos? So you know what? When you look in the Navi Yeshaya, the karas leShabbos on the kadosh Hashem mechuba. There's oneg Shabbos and there's kavod Shabbos. Kavod and oneg. Kavod and oneg. Take a look at the Rambam. Perek lamed efoch Shabbos. Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. Realize Shabbos has four hagdaros. Shnayim in haTorah. The Rambam writes, two were found black and white in Chumash, and the others are midivrei Navi, the Navi Yeshaya. Min haTorah, Zachar v'Shamar, v'shnisporshu al yedei Neviim, kavod va'oneg shenemar, v'karas l'Shabbos Sonek, kadosh Hashem mechubad. The Rambam writes that midaraisa we have Shamar and Zachar, and as an expansion of Shamar v'Zachar, we have kavod and oneg, kavod and oneg. What's the difference between kavod versus oneg? What is kavod versus oneg? Oneg means to delight, and kavod means to pay honor. What exactly is the difference between delighting on Shabbos and honoring Shabbos? So look in the very end of Hilchos Yontif, the comment of the Gaon, Tavkuf Chavtes. You know what the Gaon writes? Oneg refers to that which you do on Shabbos itself. That's the mitzvah of oneg. For example, Suda Shabbos, Psachim Kufay, Suda Shabbos. That's a mitzvah of Oneg. And what is Kavod? What is Kavod? The Gaon writes, Kavod is the Hachana Mi Ba'odyom. The Hachana Mi Ba'odyom. Wow, that's the mitzvah of Kavod. Preparing for Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of Kavod. It's not just that, you know what, if I don't prepare for Shabbos, guess what? You're going to be caught without an ability to be soed b'Shabbos. Even more than that, that preparation for Shabbos is the mitzvah of kavod. It's a heksher mitzvah in the sense that you're preparing in order to fulfill the mitzvah of oneg and suda on Shabbos itself. But realize the Navi elevates preparation for Shabbos by underscoring the kedosh Hashem mechubad. If there wasn't such a pasuk, I would still know that I have to prepare an Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. But the fact that there's a pasuk that indicates that that's true, so you know what that tells me? That this also is in that status. It's preparation. Yeah, but it's a heksher mitzvah, kasev bakra. So that's true when it comes to the cases of Kavod Shabbos. And I'll tell you something like incredible meduyak. Take a look at the Rambam, two different places, Perakei Focha Shabbos, Perak Lamed Focha Shabbos. Yeah, guess what? Whenever the Rambam refers you to that which you do on Shabbos itself, the Rambam writes, that's the mitzvah of Oneg. And when the Rambam describes Kavod in Perakei Focha Shabbos, it's the Hachana, which is Mi Bod Yom. Wow. It's Al Meduyuk. Now you see the Gaon tells you the Hagdara, and you look back in the Rambam, that's clear. And I'll tell you a beautiful Chiddush, not for now, but there's one mitzvah that the Rambam includes in both Prakim, Perakei Focha Shabbos and Perak Lamed Focha Shabbos. There's one mitzvah the Rambam overlaps. You know what that mitzvah is? Hadlokas Aneros. Hadlokas Aneros. Wow. The Rambam has that both in his discussion of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And I'll tell you, that's something which is incredible. If one is going to ask that, what is driving the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? Do you know what the Rambam would answer? There are two dinim of Ner Shabbos, no? One halacha is you have to have a Ner Daluk b'Shabbos. A Ner Daluk b'Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Oneg. But I'll ask you the following question. Why do you benchlicht before Shabbos? Why do you benchlicht before Shabbos? So if you're going to answer, come on, you're going to wait till Shabbos. Chayiv skila. You have no choice but to benchlicht before Shabbos. You know what the Rambam's going to tell you? That's not the whole answer. That's true, but that's not the whole answer. The reason that you're madlik the Ner Shabbos mi bod yom is not just because there's an iser malacha, but because that's the mitzvah of kavod. There are two dinim when it comes to Ner Shabbos. The hadlaka mi bod yom is the mitzvah of kavod, and being nenef from the neighbor's bishabbos is the mitzvah of oneg. It's mafurish in Rambam. Perkei folch Shabbos and Paraklamet of Hilchah Shabbos. If you look in the Hagdam of the Drisha to the Tur Yeridaya, that was written by the son of the Drisha, and he writes the Skiddush in the name of his mother, that the reason that you benchlicht early is not just because your hands are tied, you have no choice, but clear, Hadlaka Mibod Yom is the mitzvah of Kavod. And in Afkamina, what about Yontif? If the only reason that you're not Madlik on Shabbos, Kisr Malacha, you know what? That you can extend a flame on Yantif. So therefore, is there anything wrong with waiting until after Tzeis and extending a flame for Lukas Neros on Yantif? Yeah, so that's what the son of the Jewish quotes the name of his mother. What about the mitzvah of Kavod? Wow. So therefore, that you should be Madlik Mibod Yom even on Yantif, because Mefur Shirambam, Perak Vav, Vilchos Yantif, Keshem Shechem Nechabit Shabbos Ulongo. Just as on Shabbos, there's mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg, the same is true when it comes to each and every Yantiv. We have a certain problem that, you know what? We observe a second day of Yantiv. You're going to be madlik early on the second day of Yantiv. You know what that means? You're doing malach on Yantiv Rishon for Yantiv Sheni. You can't do that. So I'll tell you a secret. Tosus Beitzit, Avchav Beizim et Aleph. Tosus writes that in their time, they used to do that. They used to benchlicht early, even for the second day. You know why? Because they didn't have electricity. Good, you know, it's 5 in the afternoon on Yantav Rishon. It's getting dark in the house already. I need light for Yantav Rishon. So Tosus writes, if you need light for Yantav Rishon, guess what? You can be madlik in there for the tzorech of Yantav Rishon. And once you're doing so, you can use this for the halakas and eros of Yantav Sheni. Our practice, you know, we typically are not in that situation. No, we're not relying on the Ner Shabbos for illumination. We're doing so for the mitzvah halakas and eros. So therefore, our practice, no, and Yantav Sheni, we're going to wait until Tzeis, because you're not going to do malacha from Yantav Sheni. What about when it comes to Yantav Rishon? Different hagim. The Magen Avraham writes a little plug. Late, in order not to confuse. And that's that chiddush of the mother, the Ben Adrisha, that, no, maybe in Yantav Rishon you should be madlik earlier, because that's the mitzvah of kavod. So kavod is a classic example of a hechshe mitzvah kasa b'kra. Wow. Preparing for Shabbos is not just simply because, you know what, you're going to be left without if you don't prepare, but that's the mitzvah of kavod. Is there an afkamina? Oh, so you know what the Nesiv writes? Shultal, Shultakus Samachtes. You know what, Nafkamina? You know what? Gavaldik, you're going to have a full afternoon Seder at the Erev Shabbos, and you're just going to roll into Shabbos at the very last minute. But you're not going to participate in any shape or form in Hachana for Shabbos. The Nesiv writes, you must. You'll tell me, no, it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah. Can't I perform a Hechsher Mitzvah al yaday acherim? You know, my wife, my mother will take all of all the hachanas. Mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucha. That's the Netziv. Mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucha applies to a Hechsher Mitzvah as long as the Hechsher Mitzvah kasa b'kra. So you know what? Someone else is going to put up the sukkah for you? Yeah, you will fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. But you know what? But the Hechsher Mitzvah kasa b'kra is asiyas asukkah. And a mitzvah be'osim b'shulcha. If you could write your own mezuzah, chsavtam, you should write your own mezuzah. If you can make your own tzitzis, make your own tzitzis. Because the pasuk says, gedilim ta'aseh. Do you have to make your own shofar? You don't have to make your own shofar. No? Torah doesn't mention anything about making a shofar. For shofar, I'm going to be okay if you just show up and you hear the kolos of the shofar. But when it comes to hech shemitzah kasa b'kra, you should be participating. You should participate. That's the mitzvah of shlucho. Kedushin is not a mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah. But Mishnah, the Gemara applies the prince of mitzvah of shlucho. And that, according to the Rosh and the Ran, is the link between hachana for Shabbos and Ishus as a hechsher mitzvah. But a unique type of hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah, kasa b'kra. And many, many nafkaminas. I'll tell you such a chiddush. There is a Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis that Rav Ada Bar Ava Ramechute Umavarech. Rav Ada Bar Ava made a bracha on making tzitzis. On making tzitzis. He made a bracha when he made tzitzis. Wow, wow. How can you make a bracha on making tzitzis? You know what the chiddush of Rav Ada Bar Ava was? You can make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah, kasa b'kra. And when the Chachamim disagree, they don't disagree entirely. You know what the Gemara says? Menachos Daf Mem Beis. No, no, no. Ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. You're right, the mitzvah has begun. But recite the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Gemar HaMitzvah. The Gemar HaMitzvah. Don't recite a bracha on the asiyasa sukkah. Recite the bracha on sukkah on the yeshiva b'sukkah, despite the fact that tasiyas sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah, kasa b'kra. That's an important chiddush. And I'll tell you a gemara, sukkah daf memvav, that I'm not going to make a birchas hamitzvah on building the sukkah. But what about the bracha of Shechianu? Shechianu? I recite the bracha of Shechianu on a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Mikra Hadin, Ha'osa Sukkah La'atzma Mavarach Lehazman. The Shechianu you can already make on the Asiyah. The Shechianu you can already make on the Asiyah. The Rosh, the Ran point out, that is not our practice either, no? Because you know what? Sukkah begins. We're going to make a Shechianu anyway. A Shechianu for the Kedusha Sayom. That's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem. The Shechianu Sukkos night is an unusual Shechianu. It's how I'm the Kedusha Sayyam of the Yontif of Sukkos. Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah Sayyam, we make a bracha of Shechianu. You have Shechianu on Kedusha Sayyam. You have Shechianu on mitzvah Sayyam. So sometimes they can be distinct. The Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah is at night, Shechianu. The mitzvah of Shofar is during the day, a new Shechianu. But let's say the mitzvah would begin at night, sukkah. So I have a single Shechianu that covers the Kedusha Sayyam, and it covers the mitzvah Sayyam, the mitzvah sukkah as well. Wow, okay, so I have a single Shechianu. So our practice is, you know what, we wait to make the bracha of Shechianu b'shas Kiddush, and that's going to cover the Kedusha Sayyam and the mitzvah sukkah as well. But I'll tell you the following. Here there are different minhagim. But the most common minhag, not like the minhag agra, the most common minhag, is what do you do when it comes to the second night of sukkahs? The second night of sukkahs? So there it says in the Siddur, it says in the Machzor, to flip the word of the brachos, no? The first night, Kiddush Leishev Shechianu. The second night, Kiddush Shechianu Leishev. Why? Why in the world? No? Sveika Dioma. So do on night two, the same thing you did on day one. Why in the world should there be any difference at all? So this is the answer. No, this is the answer. I'm making a Shechianu on Kedusha Sayyam. A Shechianu on Kedusha Sayyam can only be made on Kedusha Sayyam. If there is no Kedusha Sayyam, you can't make a bracha on Kedusha Sayyam. No? That's Mefurish in Gemara, Erev and Daf Mem. The bracha on Kedusha Sayyam has to be when there is a Kedusha Sayyam. That's also very important in halacha, you know? Sometimes a woman should ask the shayla, but you know what? Let's assume she's going to go to Shul Kol Nidre, you know? And let's say it's far. is it okay to go ahead into Ben Schlicht and have in mind or say I'm not accepting by myself yet the fact that it's Yom Kippur and do Malach afterwards? No? Not so uncommon that women will request that. No? So let's assume sometimes yes. As a rule of thumb, when a woman is lights candles, she accepts upon herself Shabbos Yontif, but she can state her heaven that's not true. But I'll say one thing is clear. You can't make a bracha of Shechianu. She always makes a bracha of Shechianu on Lich Benching. That itself is questionable. But no, you can't do that if you're not accepting the Kedusha Sayom. If there is no Kedusha Sayom, you can't make a bracha on Kedusha Sayom. The bracha on Halakas Saneros is not on the mitzvah Halakas Saneros. The bracha is on Kedusha Sayom. So if a woman's accepting upon herself the Kedusha Sayom as she typically does, you make a bracha of Shechianu. But if you're having in mind that it's not, guess what? They're not. So if the psak is going to be yes, sometimes you can do that. I would just add that important caveat. No? That, but don't make the bracha of Shechianu. After you come to shul and you accept the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur with everyone else in shul, make the bracha of Shechianu. So therefore, if it's Yantav Sheni, I made Shechianu last night. Does that cover the Kedusha Sayom? No, because if tonight is Yantav, yesterday was Chol, and my yesterday is Shechianu, there was no Kedusha Sayom. So you have to make Kiddush, second night of Sukkot, and make a bracha of Shechianu. Well, why doesn't the same thing apply when it comes to Sukkah? You know what I'm going to tell you? Because even if today is the first night of Yantiv, and yesterday was not, yeah, but the Gemara says that Me'ikar Hadin, the Shechianu of Sukkah can be Chal already before Sukkot begins. Ha'osu Sukkah L'atzma V'arach L'azman. So even if I were to argue that, you know what, today is Sukkot, and yesterday was Chol, that's a Chiddush, now that the bracha can be Chal, even before Yantiv. That the Netziv writes is because of Asiyas HaSukkah. And the Gemara assumes a stunning Chiddush, the same as when it comes to Lulav. And that's why on the second night, the second day of Sukkot, you don't repeat bracha of Shechianu on Lulav. Because even if today, is Yantif, and yesterday was Chol, the Bircha Shechianu was Chol. That's an important Chiddush, no? So that's a fascinating afkamina of Shechianu. Mitzvah Yosef B'Shlucha, Shechianu. You know, it's fascinating when you learn all the sugyas in the Darim and in Shvushtayim of Nishpala Vatla Samitzvah, Nishpala Kayim Samitzvah, no? A person makes a shua that he's not going to do a mitzvah. What's the language of the Mishnah Gemara? Sukkah she'eni ose. Nishpa levat plus a mitzvah. I won't build a sukkah. Build a sukkah. That's the mitzvah. Build a sukkah. Yeah, then it's Ziv writes. That's the Kiddush. If it's a heksher mitzvah kasuv b'kra, that already is called nishpa l'kayim or nishpa levat plus a mitzvah. And the Lashon HaMishnah Gemara is so meduyik. It's not just making a shua, I won't sit in sukkah, but even the asiyas sukkah. And then it's Ziv writes, that's exactly the sugya in Kedusha. Even if you're going to argue that Ishus is not a standalone mitzvah, but it is a heksher mitzvah. Heksher mitzvah. And it's an elevated heksher mitzvah. A heksher mitzvah kasuv b'kra. And for that, you apply the principle of mitzvah of shalushlucha. The Ran writes the following, and even if a woman is exempt, the Ran in the Sugya Daf Me'alef, even if a woman is exempt from Ishus, exempt from Puravu, but, obviously she's a player, her participation is essential, and therefore that siyua, the fact that her participation is absolutely critical, essential. Even if technically she's exempt, that is already enough to apply the principle of mitzvah ba yosef bishlucha. Even if she's exempt, we're going to broaden out that concept of mitzvah ba, not only to a mitzvah, but even to a hechsher mitzvah. Not only to an osa mitzvah, but even for a misayeya b'mitzvah. So that's the chiddush of the Ran. And that siyu is considered to be sufficient to say that already is considered to be mitzvah ba. That's the Chiddush L'Ran. I'll tell you a bekiyas. There's a tshuva saran, simin chav zayin, Take a look. Tshuva Saran in Simen Chav Zayin. Ooh. Where the Ran writes another nafkamina when it comes to Kedushin. Wow, wow. The Ran describes, based on a Tshuva Sarashba as well, like some unusual circumstance. You know what? That I guess a woman or girl is being pressured. Yeah. Get married, marry me, you know. She's afraid, that was the case, she's afraid that, you know, she may just, you know, like, inappropriately, she'll say yes, even if the shidduch is not, you know, she may say yes, she might say yes. Oh, so an Einfeld or Ashba, let her do the following, right? Let her go ahead and make a neder. A neder al das rabbin. That any kesef kedushin is forbidden to me, unless my father agrees to the marriage. Any kesef kedushin is forbidden to me, unless my other relative agrees to the marriage. So if the father is going to agree, mastama, it's a wonderful shidduch. No, but I'm going to be pressured to agree to this without his haskama. So whatever will be given to me is nesar. And doesn't shava pruta mean, we'll have to learn the sigis very, very well, that not just simply that objectively there's a value of shava pruta, but I have to supply a shava pruta's worth of hana to the isha. Oh, so that was an einfall of the Rashba, no? A person who's in this situation, can go ahead and make a neder that all kesef kedushin is forbidden to me unless, you know, my parents agree to the shidduch, and therefore you can't pressure me to marry because, you know what, if you're going to pressure me without their permission, it's not going to be chal. That's a tshuva saran in Simen Chav Zayin. So guess what, the tshuva saran. Well, you know, this person comes along, and it's a great shidduch, right? They really connect. All the milas. And she is really good to go. But somehow that person, right? That was the Tanai. All the Keser Kedushin is forbidden to me unless this person agrees. A father, an uncle, okay? For some strange reason, he's saying no. For some strange reason, he's saying no. Well, but that was my neder, no? That was my neder. All the Keser Kedushin is forbidden to me unless he agrees. He's not agreeing for some selfish reason, you know. He wants his son to marry me, no? But, so be Matir Neder. So just be Matir Neder. Be Matir Neder. No, but the Neder was done Al Das Rabim. The Neder was done Al Das Rabim. And you cannot be Matir Neder, which is done Al Das Rabim. That's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. You cannot be Matir Neder, which is Das Rabim, unless it's the Tzorach Mitzvah. Unless it's the Tzorach Mitzvah. Oh, so that's what the Ran writes. No, don't forget what I said in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph. No? Even if a woman is not Chayiv in Ishus, but she's not a player, her participation is critical. And that already is labeled as a mitzvah, Vaharaya. Mitzvah ba Yosef Bishluch. Wow. So that would mean that this is a tzorach mitzvah, even from her perspective, and therefore you can matir a neder shehudar al das rabin. No? Wow, that's like a kar mitzias, no? That's a tshuvas aran simen chav zayin. A tshuvas aran simen chav zayin. I never went through all the tshuvas aran, but this is a marmakam of Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg. He went through all the tshuvas aran. So that's his yikara metzias. No, mamish l'shitas. No, the Ran writes that. He writes that. That's the sheet of Nisayaya, to say mitzvah b'yosh l'shlucha, and to allow the neder to be hudar, even though it was neder which was al das rabin. You know, but the Rambam shita, there's a mitzvah of ishus, aside from peruvu, and the two girsos, the Rambam, who indeed is obligated in, and do a chiddush the Rambam Perigimo of Hilchos Ishus, Bir Chaserisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Shittas say. And if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, when do you make this bracha? Over L'Asi Yasan, K'shem Shemevarchen Al HaMitzvahs. Wow, that's the Rambam Shitta. And the Tshuva Sarambam, that you know what? If this is all really true, who should be the one making this bracha? Who should make this bracha? Oh, so the Rambam writes, typically, a Birchas HaMitzvah is recited by the Osa Mitzvah. But you know what the Rambam writes? That here not, despite the fact that Ishus is a mitzvah, and despite the fact that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and despite the fact that therefore he should recite this bracha, ki yikach, yeah, but you know what? It can end up being embarrassing to the chassan. He's not so familiar with this bracha. He hasn't said this bracha many times in his life. And some chassanim can be a little nervous at that moment. So you know what? In order to make sure everything goes smoothly with no embarrassment, the Masada Kedushin is motzi the chassan. And maybe even motzi the kala in the Birchas Erisin. The starting point is the chassan should recite this bracha. He's doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. And that's the koveya, the Maisa HaMitzvah. Oh, but you know what? So this is somewhat unusual that someone else is going to go and do so on your behalf. And you'll tell me, how is that possible? Ooh, so the Rambam's clear. Because the Masada Kedushin is also Mechuyev B'davar. He's also Mechuyev B'davar. Because this is the mitzvah of Kikach Ishisha. And even though the Masada Kedushin is not Chayiv in this Ishus, but the Masada Kedushin broadly is Chayiv in Ishus, that's enough to say you're a Mechuyev B'davar. And you can motzi Rab Yidei Chavasa. These are all the Chedushim of the Rambam. Because maybe one could disagree and argue that's really not true. Maybe it's not enough to be chayiv generally. Maybe I have to be chayiv very specifically. Tosus writes, Yevamos and Daf Yud Dalet, that isn't it Mefurish in Yerushalmi that a ben krach can't be motzi a ben ir in Kriyas HaMegillah? We're all obligated in Megillah, but what do you mean? This isn't my day. This isn't my mitzvahs Megillah. I'm chayiv today. You're chayiv tomorrow. In such a case, then not. Shulda HaGibonim writes, the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that I'm going to recite a bracha on Pidyon HaBen when it's not my Bechor. I'm in a Mechuyev B'davar. Yeah. We're all chayiv in Pidyon HaBen if this was your Bechor. But maybe Mechuyev B'davar means in a tight way that we're chayiv in this, not we're chayiv in the general way. But realize this Chiddush of the Rambam. Then one question we'll have to address, we won't do this now, is very, very simply. This already is a piece in Briskarav. You can take a look. This is the Chedush and the Briskarav, right? Al HaTorah, right? Not Mipi HaShmua, that which the Briskarav penned. No? Parshas Lech Lecha. Where the Briskarav tries to address the question simply of the Rishonim. Why were Chazal Koveya such a lengthy bracha if this is a Birchas HaMitzvah? If it's a Birchas HaShevach, I understand. You know, a Birchas HaShevach is appropriate to incorporate, you know, everything that you find in a Birchas Erisin. But if it's a simple, razor-sharp Birchas HaMitzvah, so, Asher Kedushin HaMitzvah Sevet Tzivanu. Why is it that everything else is there? Erisin, Nisuin, Arayos. That's so essential for the Birchas HaMitzvah Vishus. Why indeed is that true? All right, so this we'll have to discuss. That's a fascinating deal. Where the Rishonim write, how can the Rambam say this is a Birchas HaMitzvah when the Matbeah, the Surah, the Nusach HaBracha does not resemble a Bracha Ktsara of a Birchas HaMitzvah, You know why this is so important? Because apparently the Nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvah is going to shed light on the Hagdara of what I would term Ishus Yisrael. Ishus Yisrael. And these components that we underscore in the Birchas Erisin are essential for the Birchas HaMitzvah. They're not just secondary Divrei Shevach. It's something that is built into the very fabric of Ishus. Because you know what? Even a non-Jew has Ishus as well. No? The Parshas Kiseitz say no. Ish is Yifas Toar. The Rabbos say Ish is Ish. Right? Right? Not if, but when you get there. No. Chaf Alef Mudeis, the Tosus. Tosus says you see that. Ishus when it comes to Benoach, but clearly a different type of Ishus entirely. There's certain unique characteristics to our mitzvah of Ishus. And you know what? When you look back at the Birchas Eirusin, they are going to delineate the unique characteristics of Ishus of Yisrael in order to allow this to qualify for a Birchas HaMitzvah. Take a look at that piece in Briskarav. So many different parts of Gichachis Isha, a Maisa Kedushin, a Chalos Kedushin. Ooh, that Ramban, you have to take a look. Tezayin, a Kinyan Shel Yisrael, and a Fasim Achlokas Roshonim. A mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah, or a siyuah mitzvah of ishus in the broadest, sense. So take a look at these ramakomos and take a look at that fascinating tshuva sarah.